accession number 20966, reel 8.
Janos Karpushy, reel 1, reel 8.
Yes, I would like to return to a couple of points made earlier. One of them, that in 1957, rather in 56, in December, in Paris, when we were taking new jobs in Paris, I went through a thorough medical examination, and it was found that I was diabetic. Upon registering in the United Kingdom in 57 with a family doctor, I mentioned this, and I was immediately sent for a control test, and it was found that I was not diabetic. And in discussion with the doctor, it was considered that it was stress-related, and it was due to the stress that I underwent during escaping from Hungary and finding our feet and starting a new life. And this is a known condition, medical condition, that stress, severe stress, can induce the blood sugar to rise. The other thing is we talked about returning to Hungary, and I mentioned that I did not return until 1973 because of fear of reprisals as I left the country without permission, and also why we chose to come here, and we mentioned that it was the BBC that, if you like, propaganda of the BBC, inverted commas, during the war, made life in the United Kingdom attractive. And it was still in Europe, although on the edge of Europe, and that's why we decided to come here, and we would make the same decision again. I have to clarify perhaps the point that during the 27 years I lived in Hungary, it has been repeatedly almost drummed into me that that wasn't my country. I have been told in the eyes that I am just a tolerated alien in the country, and it will never be my country. I'll never be accepted as a true Hungarian. And in the end, I had to believe in that, and that is what made leaving the country easy. Still, leaving parents and relations and friends behind was a bit more difficult. And if I am asked, are you going home when I am visiting Hungary, I protest, I am not going home. I happen to be born there, speak the language, know the history, know the literature, know the culture, probably better than many who live there, but that's just an accident. It's not my home. I was told it is not my home by those who claim the country to be their home, and I thought I ought to make this point.
Have you ever been told in England that this is not your home?
No, that has never happened to me. Because my children have been brought up in the English culture, if you like, and I have absorbed as much as one is able after starting getting acquainted with it after 27th or 28th year of one's life. And my grandchildren are here, and I regard this as my home, and I am happy with that condition, and I don't think I will ever be faced with a situation where I am told in my eyes that that is not the case.